It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Couple named their daughter Reese Cup.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate.
Thank you, Jay. What a great job you did.
Thank you,
right,
Kevin.
There announcing on National Radio Day.
Radio Day.
I believe it's pronounced radio.
Okay. This day recognizes the great invention of the radio.
Agreed.
In the late 19th century, it became clear that wireless communication was possible. Several inventors had a part in the invention of the radio in the late 1800s, and not just one person can be totally credited with its beginning.
Okay.
Teamwork makes the dream work. To make radio reality, it required several different inventions and discoveries, including both transmission and reception methods, as well as technology. And now here we are, 200 years later, using that exact same technology.
Isn't that something?
It is weird, right? Yeah. When you think about it, like, so many things have evolved, and obviously radio has changed, but the way that the signal is done is all kind of the same way that it's always been done, right?
Yeah, why mess with perfection?
It's true, folks. What else can you get for free?
What's your greatest radio story?
My greatest radio story?
It's impossible to do the greatest, probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it depends what we're looking for.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, there's radio stuff where I think about, like, you know, the transmitter site, because we've been there. That makes me think radio story.
Oh, yeah, during, what was it? It was...
Ice storm.
I almost said Snowmageddon.
Ice storm.
Ice storm, that great story. Kevin and I had to go to the transmitter, carry a generator down the steps, set a chip ice off the door to get it to open. And
Steve, our transmitter site, this ice storm that we had here was ridiculous.
There was people without power for like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so the transmitter had no power, which means we were off the air.
Right.
And so our engineer,
as Kevin likes to say, me no talkie on radio.
Yeah. Our engineer was in Vegas, I believe, enjoying himself.
Of course
himself.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, well, the only thing you could do is try to get a generator up there.
Yeah.
So we used a snowmobile. We
used Monty's truck at one point.
Yeah.
That got frozen. Yeah.
Pulled it all up there. But then we would have to go up and put, like, gas in the generator.
Every 7 hours.
Just so stupid.
Yeah.
But and the one time we went up there, and the door to the transmitter site was completely frozen shut.
Yeah, had like probably an inch of ice on the door, and then the steps, because it's down, it's like a bomb shelter, it's down under the ground, so you have to go down the steps, and they were all covered in snow and ice.
And we're like, well, I was a young, strong bull back then, and I was just like, well, Jay, I'll just keep ramming it until it opens.
Right.
And he's like, well, but then if it opens, you're going to go flying down the stairs.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's bad.
Safety first, man.
And then I thought, well, you know what we could do?
Yeah, this was genius.
What if we peed all over that ice and then use this screwdriver to chip it away?
And?
So we did. We made a yellow snow cone, basically, and it was steaming, and then we just used a screwdriver till we chipped it away. And then went downstairs, and Jay filled the gas tank, crawled up on top of things, did things that little people do. And I was standing
Kevin
there
on the door.
With the generator running, and I was like, oh, I feel lightheaded.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be in here with the generator running? And you're like, no, just for a few minutes, then we got to get out. I was like, I think I need to get out now. My lungs are bleeding.
My lungs are bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not
But
a
we
good
did
thing.
All that just to be on the air.
Yeah.
So that everybody could enjoy the show.
National Radio Day, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Steve, didn't you have a good one where you had to go to a transmitter? You had a one transmitter site that was like over an alligator-infested pond or something? Or am I making this up?
Oh, Alligator Lake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Alligator Lake was the name of it in
to get
Florida.
To the tower, right?
Yeah.
Where the transmitter was.
Yeah. Well, it was that was not the actual I think it might have been the transmitter for one of the stations. I can't remember exactly what the deal was.
Yeah.
But there was definitely electronic equipment that was necessary to keep us on air. And it was like this, I don't know, 100-yard bridge that had no
railings, right?
No railings.
It was so genius. It was radio,
Walk
baby. Let's
plank.
Go. Seriously.
It really was. I called it the plank of death.
I mean...
And they fixed a bunch of boards and they added a rope on one side.
Yeah, super safe.
Yeah. And oh boy.
I could just see the manager of the radio station. If anybody would have complained, he's like, there's a rope.
Yeah, hang on to the rope.
I mean, we put a rope up. What do you want? Well, I would prefer not to like fall through into Alligator Lake. I don't know.
You know, you've seen me shaking and nervous before, but have you ever seen me shaking and nervous over a terribly made...
You were nervous ordering red velvet Oreos at the fair last night.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine you walking over that thing.
Oh, it was really something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is radio. That's radio, folks. That's what National Radio Day is all about.
Yeah.
The things that we do to keep the radio on the air.
Boy.
It's quite the adventure.
And that's something.
Yeah.
And still today, there's no better way to do it.
I was gonna say.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's just not fair, you know, playing Jay in comedy. I mean, he is Jay Daniels. He is comedic genius. What's tomorrow's category that Jay could play and be really great at?
Kevin James.
Radio DJ. Okay, so he would be good at that. Saying no.
Tomorrow's
Thursday. Eating and getting crumbs in your keyboard. I wonder who would be good at that. Maybe me.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
What did you say it was? The weirdest? What was it?
One of the weirdest ones I ever did see.
Okay.
Jennifer Alexander, she's 52 years old now.
Jenny.
But when she was 37, she was diagnosed with stage 1 tongue cancer.
Oh, wow.
That does not sound good.
And I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, and I don't want anyone to have this.
No, of course not.
And I'm not in any way, shape, or form making fun of it.
Understood.
Please. I'm a professional. For over a decade, she had recurring... painful issues with her tongue, with the cancer, back and forth and back and forth. And finally, they decided, you know what we could do? We could do where we remove half of your tongue and then do reconstructive surgery so that it prevents the tumor from regrowing.
Okay.
Okay? So remove it.
Yep.
And then replace it with something else so that your... It doesn't grow back.
I understand the theory.
Same problem over and over.
Makes sense.
Doctors, they're smart.
Yeah.
So if you were going to replace your tongue, what do you think you'd use to replace it? My granddaughter just did this last night. She, not this
Excuse
exact
me?
Thing, but you know, her front four teeth are knocked out. When she was a little baby, she fell and hit her teeth.
Okay.
And all four of them are gone.
So they're waiting to have the adult teeth grow.
Yeah, she has no front teeth.
Yes.
And now she's losing her bottom ones. And I'm like, this
oh
poor child has no teeth.
Right.
But she had some gum yesterday and she was making a row of
like
gum
teeth. Yeah, teeth out of the gum.
Making
I've
gum
seen
teeth.
It. Yep.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, those are cool. So would you maybe use gum to make a new tongue?
I was thinking of like shoe leather.
Ooh. Steve, what would you make your tongue out of?
Well, I originally was thinking licorice, but I don't really like licorice. So that would be
interesting. Yeah. You wouldn't want to go with something you didn't like.
Right, like the what's that stuff that's on a roll? Like is it licorice?
Fruit Loop? Not Fruit Loops.
Fruit roll up?
Fruit roll up. Yeah.
Now the thing is, I don't know, like I was thinking, "Oh, I could make it with chicken, but then I would want to eat my tongue."
Chicken
and that
tongue
doesn't make any
seems bad
sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
And doctors, they know more than we do. They decided what they would do is use her arm, her skin from her arm.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
To create a new tongue. and do a reconstructive.
Like, was it off her elbow? Because then she could have funny tongue.
Jay,
you don't want to hit it, because if you hit it.
It was off of her forearm.
Okay.
Okay. And she got a new tongue. It also,
there was
a tattoo of a blue star.
On her forearm that they took?
Yeah. And now it's in her mouth.
Is that, did you make that up?
No. She literally has a tattoo in her mouth on her tongue because it came from her arm.
I mean, they didn't do that by accident, clearly.
No. That was the best skin to use or whatever.
I was going to say, unless that was the section.
And that's where the tattoo was. And so it was like, well, here, let's just do it. She did, this is the wild part. She lost 60% of her taste buds and had to relearn to talk, sing, and eat again.
Yeah.
Jennifer said the best therapy for her speech was practicing singing her favorite Miranda Lambert song, Settling Down.
Really? You didn't make that up, did you?
No.
Okay, because
I didn't make any of this up.
Well, I mean, you understand why I'm asking.
You're not trusting him? He's the newsman.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Yes, Steve, that's correct. I'm not trusting him.
That's fair enough.
For obvious reasons.
That's a wild story.
That is
reconstructed tongue with a tattoo.
I mean, I guess you would want something that has no flavor to it so that you could taste other things, right?
Yeah, you don't want your tongue to have a flavor.
Yeah, so like having a chicken or Twizzlers or whatever.
Roll-ups.
Yeah, that would be dumb.
That would not be a good choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is crazy. And then the fact that it's that particular song. I guess it might be any song. It just happens to be that's her favorite song. Does that make sense? Because I don't think
it's... Do you have this song?
I do. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. I want to see what it would be like if that would be the... Trying to do it without my tongue.
It is wordy.
It is. It is a song that I could see the more you sang it, it would really whip your tongue back into shape.
Yeah, it is. It's very wordy, yeah. You know what she should have done?
Oh, boy.
What, Steve?
No, I'm. That's
what
all I'm
should
saying.
She have done, Jay?
Are you kidding? I don't have that song.
A different song?
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
Man, I'm trying to think of any tongue songs, and I can't think of any. Jeez. Yeah, that would have been something.
Yeah.
Maybe she does that one now. That's probably the next step.
Yep.
I've used mine up.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you know what the Mommy Olive said?
Kevin James.
Oh, God, no.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I forgot about that one. Oh, my God.
I didn't.
Oh, God, no.
I don't think I could ever forget about it. Sean from Thompson Falls just shutting me down.
That was hilarious. Hey, happy birthday. Lori's birthday is today.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lori.
Happy birthday.
We saw her at the concert last night, Steve.
Oh, really?
You waved to her.
Did I?
Up in the grandstand?
Oh, I didn't wave.
Huh.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, because you saw my wife and I waving, and then you waved as if you knew them, and then it was, like, awkward, and then, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
It's all a haze. I don't know
what
happened.
Yeah, just blurry. You were crazy. I get it.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Lori. All right, let's play a little Beat the Show, shall we?
Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Mike, when's your birthday?
In February.
Well, happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, man. I just thought I'd like to be the first or very, very late from this year. Which one or the other?
You're either really early or really late.
What day, may I ask?
On the 28th.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't make the leap year.
Yeah, dang it.
You snuck it in there.
Yeah. Okay. man, sometimes... You okay?
What? Well, he did. He snuck it in there in the month of February. Sure, he's almost a March baby.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. The category today, Mike, is radio. Heard of it?
Yeah, I listen to it every once in a while.
Okay, very, very good. Yeah. Nice.
What's your favorite station?
Okay, Kevin, risky. risky. Yeah, good answer, Mike. That's the answer we needed right there. Yeah, safety first. Seven questions. Who would you like to challenge today, Mike?
Let's do Jay.
Okay. All right. We'll see you in about a minute. All right.
2 days in a row, Jay.
Good luck. I know. Well, I've earned it, I think.
Yeah, from all that vacation.
Good point.
Yeah. All righty. Okay. All right. Here we go, Mike. I don't remember what the radio was playing. I was hanging like the moon on all the words your lips were saying. Are lyrics to what Dustin Lynch song?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And that is Blake Lively. Okay, that's funny. The picture, I thought it was Jennifer Lawrence.
Kevin James.
Again, I must be looking through the bottom half of my glass. When I look through the top half, Blake Lively.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Stat of the day, what do you say?
Well, let's do it. 38.5%. It's weird to put a half percent,
but it's a very
accurate stat today. 38.5% of homeowners in the United States say they do not have one of these.
38.5%
of homeowners in the United States.
Dishwasher.
That's a great guess, actually. Sweet. Yeah, that's a really, really good one. Garage. That's too high.
That might be too high. Yeah, because I was thinking
pet?
They might have like a garage that's not attached. But
yeah.
They still probably have a garage.
Yeah.
Jay, it's way better news than all of these answers.
Houseplant?
38.5% of homeowners in the United States do not have a mortgage payment.
Wow. Jeez, congrats, eh?
That is a record number. It came out in June of 2024. It's a 5% increase from the 2012 to 2022 survey.
Okay.
It obviously varies by age and state.
Sure.
They say some states in the South have higher rates of mortgage-free home ownership.
That would make sense,
because their houses are like a nickel. In places like Mississippi, West Virginia, Louisiana, Arkansas.
Of course, yeah.
It is weird. Every once in a while, you'll see like one of those shows on HGTV where they're, you know, hey, today we're in middle of nowhere, Arkansas.
No, it is weird.
And let's go house hunting or whatever. And it's like, oh, this house is $140,000. And you're like, what?
My daughter and her new husband are looking for homes in their new city in Indianapolis, Indiana.
They are Indianapolis, which is a very big city,
sure,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's in Indiana, and like she sends a couple of links to houses, and I'm like, do these have roofs?
I mean, it's that much cheaper.
Oh man.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So even cheaper than Spokane.
Yeah, and she's like, that's
a
brand
new
house.
And she came from Seattle. Like,
oh, my gee. Yeah.
Baby. Man.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
The average person who does not have a mortgage is baby boomers, of course.
Sure.
People age 65 and older. Those are the ones that had the most paid off homes. Which that makes sense. Time is your friend.
Time is money.
There it is.
Time is money, Steve. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to be of service.
Also, if you don't move a lot, which I started thinking about that. Warren has lived in that house that he's currently in. That was where he grew up, correct? That's his parents' home.
It was his parents' home.
But he moved for a while and then moved back, right?
Yes.
But still, that's like what? That is considered like two moves in his whole life.
Yeah.
That
helps.
That's insane. Like, how many people, what's the average number of moves per person? It's got to be like 8 or 10, I would imagine.
You think it's that high?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to guess 8.
I think that's probably fair, Jay.
That seems awfully high.
How many times have you moved, Steve?
I mean, a bunch, but...
So then why?
Well, I mean, I'm in a different situation.
Yeah, you are?
According to the Consumer Affairs...
Okay, I typed an average...
What'd you get? What'd you get, Kevin?
This is so stupid. I type in average time...
Average time.
Average times someone... And I don't remember what I was looking for. Because I got so distracted with the suggestions. Average times someone farts a day.
Okay. That's
average times someone pees in a day.
All right. Interested.
Average times someone poops in a day.
Okay. Not interested.
Are these past Google searches or what's going on?
I think
average times someone can hold a plank.
Well, this is the Google game.
Average times someone owns a car.
What is that one?
Let's click on it.
I actually want to know the answer to all the ones you said. And then I'll give you the answer to the one I said.
Between 8 and 12 and a half years.
I'm excelling.
The average for cars.
I am excelling. average number of times a person moves in their lifetime, 11.7 times.
11.7?
Why do you not believe this, Steve?
Because there's so many people who live in like one place.
Okay, but one house? Because you know what moving is, right? Like, I've lived in Spokane my whole life, or the area. But I've still moved quite a few times.
You know what moving is. You can
move. You see what I'm saying? It does count that. It's not like you have to move from
cities. Not moving cities.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. But I would think something like, I don't know, 3, 4.
That seems extremely low.
So low.
Yeah. Clearly, according to the internet. But I bet Warren, he's like got to be one of the few people who's moved maybe like 2 times, maybe 3.
Yeah, that is rare.
Yeah, very. And those are the kind of people who also pay their mortgage off quickly because, you know, you're there a while.
That helps.
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day who had lived in their house like, I don't know, 20-some years.
Right.
And they bought it for nothing.
Right.
And they were talking about the payment. It's paid off now, but they were like, yeah, our payment was like $640 or something. And I was like, yeah, that is awesome. That's how you win.
Wow. Also, 3.
3 is the average?
To one of the questions you asked, yeah.
Which one?